Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
Hey, Joe. But I've been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
And welcome to the third and final hour. Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe tonight on a beautiful Wednesday across the fruited plain. No matter where you are in the sound of my voice, it is a pleasure being with you. And thank you for listening. And Joe will be back tomorrow night. You can find him and all of his information over at joemessina.com. If you'd like to join us tonight in this third and final hour, I've got several things I'm going to be talking about. If you have something you'd like to talk about, you can always join us at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. And I will start out with something right now, which I think is really important. And it goes back to some of the things that we've been talking about the last couple of hours with our phenomenal guests. And that is the Justice Department, the Department of Justice, DOJ, their message right now in light of what just took place last night with Mike Lindell and January 6th and the election, you know, deniers and everything that's being spouted right now is that it is legitimate when Democrats do it. It is insurrection, treason, and sedition when Republicans do it. The equal application of law in the United States is vanishing. And as I just mentioned, I'm going to refer this back to who I just mentioned, Mike Lindell. You heard the report, I'm sure, by now. Mike Lindell, the MyPillow.com guy, who, by the way, sponsors the show, and you can support Mike by going to MyPillow.com and make sure you use promo code Joe to get some really nice discounts. I use MyPillow.com. I've got two of them, and I've met Mike Lindell a couple of times. He's a super nice guy. What you see on the TV is what he's like in person, I got to tell you. He looked at me, pointed at me across the room, and he says, "I knew you would." It cracked me up. It was like watching his commercials. Mike Lindell went on a hunting trip with a friend. And while they're on the road, the FBI tracked down Lindell. They surrounded his car at a Hardee's restaurant, which for those on the West Coast is kind of like a Carl's Jr. Carl Karcher started both. They surrounded his car and presented him with a warrant telling him that he had to turn over his phone. Now, what's important is that this isn't about January the 6th. Instead, the DOJ and the FBI went after Lindell's phone in connection with Tina Peters, the Mesa County, Colorado clerk and recorder who's being charged with security breaches relating to election equipment. So Lindell went on his show. It's called Lindell TV. It's a streaming service. And he announced what happened. He explained that he had gotten up early to go with a friend on his hunting trip in Minnesota. That's where he lives. It's where his business is located. And when he was returning, he and his friend were at the Hardee's, as I mentioned. They found their car surrounded by other cars, either criminals or the FBI, Lindell said. It was the FBI. And the FBI produced a warrant telling Lindell to turn his phone over. Imagine this. Imagine you're just going through a fast food restaurant, getting your double cheeseburger with fries, and the FBI come up to you and demand that you give them your phone. Now, he says that his phone is his entire life. It's his sole computer. He doesn't use a computer. He uses it for everything from his business to controlling his hearing aids. But there was a warrant. And because of that warrant, he had zero option to other than to relinquish the phone or he was going to be arrested. So what happened here? We're seeing somewhat of this shift moving from January the 6th to the extent that whoever did trespass, which was a tiny, insignificant number compared to the number of people that went to Washington, D.C. on January the 6th. I know several people that were there, good friends of mine. They didn't go into the Capitol building. They didn't even know it was happening. They listened to Trump. There was no inclination to travel over to Congress and walk through Nancy Pelosi's office. But with that being, to the extent that people did trespass and parade through the Capitol, right? The DOJ and the FBI had at least some criminal cases. Some people did some things that they shouldn't have. Trespassing, going into Pelosi's office, putting the feet up on the table and things like this as well. We can argue that. And I'm sure you may be yelling at your radio right now. They're still in jail, some of these people. Absolutely wrong. The only person that shot a gun was a Capitol Hill police officer. We can go into all of that. But that the DOJ, first of all, didn't feel compelled to make the same cases that they made against January 6th, against BLM and Antifa activists who attacked federal property across America in 2020. We're going to pretend that didn't happen. Maskless BLM and all the rioters that were walking down the streets, smashing windows and federal office buildings and courthouses in Washington State and everywhere. We're going to ignore all that. But now, the Justice Department is kind of expanding. They're sending out their feelers. And they're going after anyone who's challenged the November 2020 election results. Think about this for a minute. They're literally going after folks that are questioning 2020. Did they forget completely that 2016 happened and that we saw 4 years of resistance saying that the election results were Russian collusion? We'll be back here after the break because I want to get into this. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe at Realside Radio. We got a lot more coming up.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
All right. Well, we're back. Welcome back to Joe Messina's show. I'm your guest host, Whiskey Dave. Glad you can join us on this beautiful evening. And as we go into our last half hour here, I think that's what this is, or 45 minutes, you can always join the conversation at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, or just check us out on the website at joemessina.com. I'm talking about Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell, good guy. Met him a few times. Super, super nice man. Came from abject. You probably know his story. You know, the man was a crack addict. I mean, it just destroys people's lives. Destroyed his life. And somehow he fought his way back. He built a very successful business. We all know MyPillow. no matter his political perspective on things, that has unfortunately caused him a tremendous amount of problems. He's built a company from scratch that's done very, very well. And he's just a super nice guy. Well, as I was talking about before the break, he had the FBI show up as he was buying his cheeseburgers at Hardee's in Minnesota. And they basically took his phone, which is a computer. It's got all of his contacts in it, all of his correspondence, everything. And what I'm talking about, what I mentioned before the break here, is that we're seeing the shift away from January the 6th from the DOJ. And what we're seeing is something that is unfortunately scary. January the 6th, they went after everybody. You've got old ladies in jail who just kind of ambled in after being invited by Capitol police officers to check out the Capitol. If I was standing there and people were just walking in, I'd never, you know, I'd check it out. I'd like to see it. And if it looked like everybody was going in, no problems. Capitol police officers were literally standing there saying sure to many of these people. Anyway, we're moving away from that. And where we're moving towards is this idea that anybody that questions the 2020 election results, anybody that questions it, if you raise it as an issue, then they're going to be coming after you. If you believe that the election outcome was fraudulent, if you say that the election outcome was fraudulent, if you question it, it sounds like they're coming after you now. Now, forget about the fact that in 2016, the resistance was born. You had, he's not my president, that this was Russian collusion, that Russia anointed Trump. The election outcome was most certainly fraudulent in 2016. You could go on YouTube, there's dozens of minutes of Democrats, including Joe Biden himself, denying the election results. And just to drive the point home, Democrats, they explicitly objected to the Electoral College voting for Trump in 2016. Do you remember that? They actually objected electoral votes for Trump. And they fought it in Congress. But the Justice Department's message is now clear. It's legitimate when Democrats do it. And it's insurrection, treason, and sedition when Republicans do it. And with Mike Lindell, who, by the way, is a sponsor, as I mentioned in the last segment, and go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Joe to get some really nice, tasty discounts on MyPillows. And I use them myself. Great products. Great products. Whatever you think of Mike. You like him, you hate him, whatever. They do make really good pillows. Well, In Mike Lindell's case, he's apparently being investigated because of the charges against Tina Peters, who I mentioned. She's she worked for the election committee in Colorado, and she's accused of helping people copying voting machine hard drives. I don't know if that's legal or illegal. No idea. But the information ended up being shared with people who believe that there was substantial fraud in the 2020 election. So they're going after Peters. And the charges, the 7 felonies, 3 misdemeanors, those are serious. Apparently, she's defended herself on the ground that all her activities were within the scope of her duties as county clerk and recorder in Colorado. She said that her concerns, the concerns that her constituents had about voting machines' integrity, allowed her to ensure that the voting machine hard drives, the copies of them, will remain just in case anything untoward would happen with the original hard drives. But it's apparent that the FBI is attempting, apparently, to indict Lindell maybe as an accomplice. It seems that way. And what's even more apparent is that the Biden administration is no longer just going after trespassers and paraders on federal property, but it seeks to instead, it seeks to imprison, intimidate, cause tremendous fear, bankrupt in some cases, and silence anyone who looks at this White House and that pathetic basement campaign we all saw and takes a look at the 40,000 votes across five states that made the difference in the electoral votes. Let me repeat that. 40,000 votes across five states made the difference in the 2020 election. Tracy Abrams says that she won in the state of governor because she only lost by 50,000 votes. In one state, 50,000 votes. Donald Trump lost because of 40,000 votes across five states. But anybody that questions that at least says, well, I mean, I have questions. Anybody that does that now is going to be targeted by this administration? This is truly scary stuff. We dealt with, I mean, you can go all the way back to, I'm old enough to remember George Bush against Al Gore. And remember it came down to Palm Beach, Florida? And the Electoral College was dependent upon the state of Florida going either way or the other. And George Bush on that first night was up like 500 votes or something like that. After they did recount after recount after recount after recount, George Bush's margin went up, went into the low thousands. But the illegitimacy of the Bush White House, we didn't stop hearing about that for 8 years. 8 years. We'll be right back after the break. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe at Real Side Radio.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green medicine away that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Way existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Way supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Way. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script.
Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number.
800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The World Health Organization said the end of the COVID-19 pandemic is, quote, in sight, and the world has, quote, never been in a better position to reach this long-awaited goal. Los Angeles County Supervisor Sheila Kuhl's home and office were raided by sheriff investigators looking into an award allegedly given to a nonprofit organization the supervisor is connected with.
This strikes me as being part of a sort of a bogus non-investigation.
This news comes after an investigation by local officials and the Los Angeles Times found a network of officers targeting vocal critics and political opponents of Los Angeles Sheriff Alex Villanueva. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I love that every single time, Bob Hope. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe Messina. And Joe is going to be back tomorrow night. And as far as I go, I think I'm going to be back here again next Wednesday as well. It is always a pleasure being with you, the good people, listening to Realside Radio. And if you would like to chime in, you can always do so at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Earlier in the evening, I was talking about according to the Federalist, the FBI paid for Russian disinformation to frame Trump. And they write this article based upon the Durham's court filing that was just unveiled. And it's really interesting to see what's coming out of all of this. That the FBI paid for Russian disinformation to target a U.S. president. I'm going to repeat that. Don't crash into a sign if you're driving. According to the Durham report, the FBI paid for Russian disinformation to target Donald Trump. According to the September 13th court filing, concerned Dechenko's hiring as a paid informant. In March of 2017, the FBI signed the defendant up as a paid confidential human source, CHS, of the FBI. The special counsel revealed in the motion it was not until October 2020 that the FBI terminated its source with Dechenko. Simply put, our federal government, paid for Russian disinformation to frame the President of the United States for colluding with Russia. The FBI did this knowing that Dechenko was associate of two FBI counterintelligence subjects, had previous contact with the Russian embassy and known Russian intelligence officers, had also informed one Russian intelligence officer that he had interest in entering the Russian diplomatic service, and according to a think tank employee, suggested that he had contacts willing to purchase classified information. And the FBI and Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team continued to use Dechenko as a paid CHS
even knowing his stories were fabrications. And in fact, Mueller's team was so focused on getting Trump, it completely ignored whether the Steele dossier included Russian disinformation. What's also come out from the Durham report here is that Hillary paid for Russian disinformation too. Now, many of us knew this. It started with Hillary. But not only did the FBI pay for Russian disinformation, Clinton did to interfere with the 2016 election. And the public already knew from the failed prosecution of the Clinton campaign attorney, Michael Sussman, that the campaign paid Fusion GPS for the opposition research. Fusion, in turn, hired Steele to dig up the dirt on Trump. The trial also revealed that Clinton personally approved pushing a smaller aspect of the Russian collusion hoax, namely the Alpha Bank secret communications hoax. I don't want to get too deep into the weeds there, but from yesterday's filing, we now know that the primary subsource for the Steele dossier paid for by Clinton was not merely a Russian national who fabricated the intel, but also a suspected Russian agent. Agent of Russia, the Communist Party. Tuesday's motion also highlighted the fact that longtime Clinton backer Dolan maintained a relationship with several high-ranking Russian government officials who appeared in the Steele reports. So, what have we been hearing for the past 6 years, 6.5 years? Russian collusion, Russian collusion, Donald Trump. Apparently, the evidence, and it's evidence, shows that it is Clinton that holds that dishonor. Durham's motion yesterday also revealed what appears to be tradecraft of the spooks for hire in the form of a February 24th, 2016 email Danchenko sent his former boss, Cenk Sidar. Sidar, he ran a business intelligence firm, Sidar Globak, asked Danchenko to review a report he had prepared. After reviewing the draft, Danchenko emailed Sidar recommendations on how to improve the report, including the following suggestion, quote, emphasize sources, make them bold or capitalize. The more sources, the better. If you lack them, use oneself as a source. Istanbul, Washington-based businessman or whatever, to save the situation and make it look a bit better. The government seeks to admit this email to show that Danchenko followed a similar or common plan when working for Steele by creating sources to, quote, unquote, to save the situation, such as what the prosecution maintains Danchenko did with Million. This argument holds merit, and the trial court accordingly will likely allow Durham's team to tell the jury about the email. This goes on and on. Steele was duped. That was our story. We're sticking to it. Apparently, star witnesses say no thanks to testifying. We've got a situation here where everything is projection in this world. Everything that the Democrats have done, they are blaming Republicans for doing. From Russian collusion and trying to impact an election in 2016, they went after Trump for 4 years, impeached him for something that they, in fact, did. And this is all across the board. Every single thing that the Democrats are saying is pure projection. Inflation Reduction Act, inflation's gone up. The border secure? The border is absolutely Swiss cheese right now. Every single thing. Republicans are racist. Racist, I tell you. Racist! Well, who's the racists? Everything is about color. Everything is about skin to these people. And the FBI paid for Russian disinformation to frame Trump, colluding with the Democrats to try to protect Hillary Clinton's campaign in 2016, and then set Trump up over the next 4 years with FBI. Every single thing that you have heard from Rachel Maddow and the sputtering nabobs of negativity over at CNN and the Washington Post and the New York Times, the LA Times, has been the exact opposite of what took place. Democrats, liberals, aren't you intellectually honest enough to say, yeah, wait a minute, this is the opposite of what I've been told? Everything that they told me, that this was all Trump, it was the Democrats and the FBI? This is pretty scary stuff, folks. And I don't mean to continue to belabor this issue, but they're trying it again in 2022. Joe Biden has called 50% of this country fascists. Fascists! Mussolini was a fascist, working lockstep with Adolf Hitler. That's a fascist. And Joe Biden and the Democrats and the mainstream media are referring to you as a fascist. If you dare to question the election of 2020, if you dare to question the wisdom of spending untold trillions of dollars on specific pet causes that your leftist lobbyist friends have squeezed out of you, if you dare question geopolitics and leaving Afghanistan the way that we did in such a mess and a disaster that's about to become Iran, and if you dare question your betters about COVID, about lockdowns and shutting down small business owners and keeping children out of schools for 2 years, which is now going to cause them to be mentally delayed and retarded for decades, you're a fascist. Be right back here after the break. Don't go away, folks. More coming up. Our last segment at Real Side Radio.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Last segment here, folks. Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe. He'll be back tomorrow night. You can always find Joe and all of his shows at joemessina.com. And I'll be back, I believe, next Wednesday for Joe. And as always, looking forward to it so we can talk about what is going on in the world. But I got to tell you right now, one of the things that was really interesting to me is that, you know, all of the news about the economy, and we've talked about it tonight. We saw what happened yesterday with the inflation numbers. It was simultaneously while Joe Biden was in the White House. I don't know if it was a Rose Garden or not. I don't watch this president on TV, but I heard it, and it sounded like, you know, he had a big party. It was a big to-do, and they were celebrating. They're celebrating the Inflation Reduction Act, which even Bernie Sanders and almost every Democrat I've heard has suggested that there is not going to be any reduction of inflation. And now with the student loan bailout and vote buy-off that's taking place, absolutely incredible from the standpoint that we have ourselves a situation whereby there is going to be the student loan crisis. Oh, my goodness. You know, incredible that the inflation is going to go up because of that. But if the inflation brought on by the government overspending wasn't high enough already, a new study shows that Joe Biden, his illegal migrant surge is costing taxpayers
over $20 billion a year. Let's break that down to each illegal immigrant, illegal alien. The taxpayers are footing the bill of $9,232 for each illegal immigrant, migrant. This is on Fox News. The number of illegal immigrants who entered the U.S. since President Biden took office will cost the U.S. taxpayers over $20 billion each year. According to a new analysis, the study by the Federation of American Immigration Reform, known as FAIR, which advocates for lower levels of immigration overall, calculates that the illegal immigrants who have entered the U.S. since January 2021, will add an extra $20.4 billion burden a year in addition to the $140 billion existing illegal immigrants are already costing. The analysis is based on an estimated $1.3 million released into the U.S. by immigration officials, as well as approximately 1 million gotaways, as they're called, or illegal immigrants who've slipped past and overwhelmed agents. FAIR calculates that each illegal immigrant costs $9,232 a year to support. So, let's talk about this for a few minutes, because this is astounding. Again, I doubt highly this is going to be on your mainstream news, but some 2 million immigrants, illegal immigrants. I am a migrant, an immigrant. I migrated over the Atlantic Ocean in 1977 with my family from England. So I'm an immigrant, and I got a green card. And then 12 years later, when I was in college, I applied and became a citizen. I had to take a test. I stood in the Los Angeles Convention Center with 2,500 of my closest friends. Many of them were from the Philippines, it seemed, at the time. And we held our right hands up and we swore an oath to the Constitution of the United States. And to get to that point, I had to take tests. I had to study. I had to study the Constitution. I had to study the Bill of Rights. I probably knew more at that moment than any high schooler taking history classes in the United States. So I did this. I'm talking from a place of understanding what it means to wait in that long line and do it the right way. I guess you can call that white privilege. I don't know. People are shouting at their radios right now. But some 2 million migrants have come on in at Biden's incentivization of illegal entry. They're flooding cities like El Paso, which has now been described by locals as looking like a third world country. I've been to El Paso several times. I went across the Bridge of Americas into Juarez, much to the chagrin of loved ones. You did what? I wanted to check it out. Apparently I shouldn't have done that. I mean, you know, apparently it's dangerous, cartels. Biden's catch and release policies of unvetted migrants into the country have created an absolute disaster for the United States, for the national security, for our economy. And what they've done is they're importing third world crime, and they've created this huge, massive burden for U.S. taxpayers who are already burdened by Biden's multiple government spending packages, all of which are creating inflation. The $20.4 billion figure times 4 years, that's $80 billion. It's even more than the $62 billion that Biden's shipped to Ukraine to help that country protect its borders. The $24 billion is not the only fat on the fire of inflation here. It's more than the entire GDP of Haiti, by the way. About two-thirds of the GDP of Honduras. And well above the GDP of Nicaragua. Three countries that are prominent in their export of illegal aliens. And when you add the $140 billion cost of existing illegal aliens, it's above the GDPs of almost every third world migrant exporting country. And that's on us. $9,000 per illegal alien. How much of that cash do you think we could have sent to those places as foreign aid instead of the premium payments being shelled out for illegal aliens over here? You know, they talk about Kamala. We want to understand the root causes. That's Kamala laughing and cackling. Go where the money is. You know, listen, if your income is $1,200, $1,300 in your home country and you're getting the equivalent of $9,200 in the United States, plus whatever you earn under the table or over, whatever, what would a smart immigrant do? You'd come here. You're incentivizing them. We're going to spend $9,000 on you. Plus, you can earn what you want. Declare, don't declare your taxes. We're not going to come after you. And we know why Biden and Democrats are doing this. So they can pad the voter counts. Congressional seats representation on behalf of Democrats. Forget about the cost. Forget about inflation. Forget about the middle class. This is all about securing our own power. This is everything we're seeing happening right now. It's all about securing the power. So it's party over country. That's the bottom line with what we're currently seeing right now in today's zeitgeist. It's power and party over country. We're going to treat our poorest borders as if they don't matter because it may help us in the next election. Forget about the crime. Forget about the economy. Forget border controls. Are you kidding me? You know, if we took that $20 billion, we could provide every homeless veteran that served our country in the United States, every single homeless veteran, $50,000 a year for the next 10 years. $50,000 a year for the next 10 years to every homeless veteran that served our country and is now dealing with mental issues, drug issues, homelessness. Our people. We could hire 330,000 teachers, fund and expand the National School Lunch Program, provide supplemental nutrition assistance program, benefits to more than 7 million extra families, or provide every family earning less than $50,000 a year a $410 grocery voucher. Or we can construct an entire wall at the southern border, that project that began under Trump. $20 billion a year because of Biden's border crisis, and he's heaped it on the back of the American taxpayers. When does this end? $80 billion over 4 years? The dishonesty, the irresponsible nature, the party over country. As long as they can maintain and retain power, any means necessary. Forget the chaos. Forget the costs that this party is creating. Forget the inflation. Forget America. Folks, always a pleasure spending the evening with you. I'll be back again next week for Joe Messina. Check him out at joemessina.com. I'm Whiskey Dave, and I'll see you all soon. God bless. Good night.